Google was once the king of innovation, pushing bold ideas like self-driving cars, Google Glass, and groundbreaking AI research. But today, Google's empire is crumbling. It's desperately trying to catch up, pouring billions into fixing mistakes and releasing products like Gemini undercooked. How did it come to this? Why did Google stop betting big, and how did it cost them the crown? It always seemed like Google was ahead of the curve, and the first mover in all kinds of technologies. Now, it's the opposite, and the best example of this is AI. Google is one of the many companies in the AI arms race. Currently, it seems like every company is trying to jam AI into every product. But it seems like Google is the one that's losing the most. In response to OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google soon revealed their own in 2023, Bard. After the announcement, Google revealed a video showing the kind of prompts Bard can answer, just like ChatGPT. But apparently, this was too big of an ask for their new AI. Bard answered with an incorrect fact, saying the James Webb Space Telescope took the first picture of a planet outside the solar system when it didn't. Users spotted the error quickly, and to make matters worse, Google was hosting a massive launch event for Bard in Paris. It failed in its very first answer. Not only that, it was a video published by Google who could have easily fact-checked it.
Google says such issues are to be expected and will be addressed by its trusted testers.
This response wasn't good enough. ChatGPT had some issues, but it looked like Bard was outright laughable. Alphabet, Google's parent company, saw their shares fall 7.7% in a single day. A pretty small number, but for a giant company like Google, that's unbelievable. That's $100 billion in market value. Yet, even after the Bard incident, Google continued to struggle in the AI race. The following year, a new version of Bard was released called Gemini.
And ask, check my calendar and see if I'm free when she's coming to San Francisco this year. Gemini pulls relevant content from the image, connects with my calendar, and gives me the information I'm looking for. Oh, looks like we had a little demo issue. Let me try one more time. Check my calendar and see if I'm free when she's coming to San Francisco this year. Let's see if the demo spirits are with us today. Nope, uh-oh.
Google integrated the AI into their search long before they should have. Users quickly saw even bigger problems than Bard, some funny and some concerning. One user searched, cheese not sticking to pizza. Gemini helpfully suggested adding some glue. Where did Gemini pull this groundbreaking wisdom from? A Reddit comment from 11 years ago. Users also found a Gemini describing the benefits of tobacco, including whitening teeth and increased alertness. One user asked, how many rocks shall I eat? To which Gemini suggested, one small rock per day, and that rocks are a vital source of minerals and vitamins. It was pulling information from an article on The Onion, a known satirical news website. I don't even know how to comment on this one. Very helpful, Gemini. I tried out the premium chat experience when it launched, generated an image, but when I asked for another image immediately after, Gemini said it was a chat function and didn't have the capacity to generate images. This was the service Google wanted us to pay for. These are all funny, but that's far from the worst of it. Gemini also demonstrated racist qualities, or should I say, woke qualities. When asked to make a picture of a white family, it refused, saying, I am unable to generate images that specify ethnicity or race. But when given the same prompt but of a black family, it was happy to comply. Google's vice president in a statement said, it's clear that this feature missed the mark. Some of the images generated are inaccurate or even offensive. We're grateful for users' feedback and are sorry the feature didn't work well. It was yet another disastrous loss, and once again, Alphabet saw huge market losses with a $70 billion drop in share value. Worse, though, was their reputation. By this point, no one trusted Google's AI. It had no filter and no verification. If something was online, Gemini believed it was true. Gemini was unsurprisingly recalled. It was eventually released much later with more consistency, but the damage was already done. The question is, how did this happen? Google is one of the biggest companies in the world. Alphabet is worth over $2.3 trillion. Even more than that, it seemed like Google used to be ahead. They used to bet big, bet first, and were a first mover. How did Google go from a market leader to a follower? How did they waste their biggest opportunity in the past decade? Let's talk about staying safe online. A VPN or virtual private network hides your IP address and safeguards your internet connection through an encrypted tunnel. It keeps your personal information hidden from hackers, nosy advertisers, or even your own internet provider. And when it comes to VPNs, with over 30 million downloads and an excellent rating on Trustpilot, Private Internet Access, or PIA VPN, is one of the best out there, and the one I choose, because it works and it's cheap. Ever been frustrated by, this show isn't available in your region on Netflix? PIA fixes that. With the click of a button, you can change your virtual location to unlock shows, movies, or websites, as if you're in another country. It's like having a magic key to the entire internet. But it's not just about unblocking content. PIA also protects your data and digital life on public Wi-Fi. PIA VPN is available on all platforms, Windows, macOS, Android, Linux, iOS, and many more. It's fast, reliable, easy to use, and with only one subscription, you can protect an unlimited amount of devices at the same time. Also, signing up for PIA VPN is risk-free. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and a 24/7 customer support is available. Want to give it a try? Click my link below for a special discount and get PIA VPN with 83% off, plus an extra 4 months for free. It comes to just $2.03 a month. Thank you to PIA for sponsoring this video. As it turns out, Google technically had the first major AI breakthrough and could have been years ahead of the competition, but that's not how it played out. Google had a generative AI in the palms of their hands and passed it up. To figure out why, we need to take a step back.
Look, Ma, no hands.
No hands anywhere.
No hands, no feet.
And yeah, what you saw, I mean, you get a screen that pops up here, and you do have to do some head motions to turn it on. You don't have to say peacock over and over, but you swipe here with the touchpad.
Inside the massive hangars at Moffett Federal Airfield, Google is attempting to do something that balloon experts deemed impossible. Deliver high-speed internet access to the most remote corners of the globe.
Google used to be known for its moonshot projects, crazy bets, crazy technology, which were high risk, high reward. The self-driving car, the Google Glass, Project Loon, Google Fiber, Google Wave, Google Nexus Q, Google Health. It's a surprisingly long list with some strange investments. Let's just say Google has a very long graveyard, but it makes sense. They were growing faster than thought possible, and it seemed like they had unlimited money. There was also another reason. Google was trying to diversify. Almost all their revenue came from one single source, ads. Google was trying to stay on top of new technology, but also find new revenue streams. But then things began to change. Most of these big bets were in the late 2000s and early 2010s. Then they stopped. Why? For one, most of these didn't pan out or even survive past a few years. They were huge losses that each cost hundreds of millions or, in some cases, billions. Google also changed. They became bigger, with more investors, more bureaucracy, and more focused on their main source of revenue, ads. Google essentially did a 180. They pulled a plug on many of these big bets. They made some small investments, but they also put a larger focus on what was bringing in the revenue. When Sundar Pichai was appointed as CEO in 2015, he had a large focus on slimming down. But the pendulum likely swung too far when they failed to place a bet on the most promising technology they ever had. On June 12, 2017, Google researchers published a groundbreaking paper, Attention is All You Need. At its center was the Transformer, which was set to change artificial intelligence and natural language processing. Sound familiar? This was the key technology behind a generative AI today like ChatGPT. But ChatGPT wasn't launched until late 2022. Google had the holy grail of AI technology and they had it before anyone else, but Google wasn't interested. Aidan Gomez, a co-author of the paper, was an intern at Google at the time, and he realized that this technology wasn't going anywhere at Google. It is a matter of the freedom to explore inside a huge corporation like Google. You can't really freely do that product innovation. Fundamentally, the structure does not support it, and so you have to go build it yourself. So he left, but not just him. Out of the 8 co-authors of the paper, 7 have left Google, 6 founded startups, and one of them joined OpenAI. All of this happened shortly after Sundar Pichai took over and said that Google will move from mobile first to an AI first world. As of 2024, the paper has been cited more than 140,000 times, but someone else wasn't going to let it go to waste. In July 2019, Microsoft invested $1 billion into OpenAI. But what's ironic is the messages between the top leaders at Microsoft, who were worried they were multiple years behind the competition in terms of machine learning. Funny considering where they are now, but technically, they were behind. Google was ahead, but it shot itself in the foot by being complacent when it came to new innovation. To rub salt in the wound, Microsoft's chief executive, Satya Nadella, poked fun at Google, saying, "Google should have been the default winner in the world of big tech's AI race," and he's totally right. They should have built an insurmountable lead in generative AI, but they passed it up, and now they're paying for it, having to pay out big money to right their wrong. Google has been reacting and were forced to show their hand early before they were ready. So, what happens next? This is Google's Kodak moment. Their engineers created revolutionary technology, digital cameras, but they didn't embrace it. Why? Because it conflicted with their core business, film. Despite creating it, everyone else overtook them and they literally went bankrupt. But it's not just Kodak. Blockbuster had the opportunity to buy Netflix and laughed at them. This was in 2000, but Netflix was already disrupting the industry with their DVD shipping service. Plus, when streaming did appear, they still dismissed it. They didn't embrace change. Why? It conflicted with their core business, DVD rentals. Am I saying Google will go bankrupt? No. But I do think this is their wake-up call and one of the biggest shifts in the past 20 years. Google may have been hesitant to invest in AI before it was big because it could have cannibalized their main business, search and ads. Subscriptions and cloud services bring Google billions, but it's nothing compared to advertising. In 2023, advertising made up over 76% of Google's revenue, or over $230 billion. Now, AI is threatening this entire revenue stream. ChatGPT is able to answer search questions quickly, and they've made massive leaps forward with the introduction of AI search. AI is disrupting the entire search engine industry, like digital to film and streaming to DVDs. This reveals an undeniable truth about monopolies like Google. When a company forms a monopoly and gets massive, they get complacent. They aren't forced to improve their product or service, so they don't. In the early days, Google made so many innovations to improve ads and their search engine. In the past 10 years though, there's only been a few and they were small and incremental. Many of you would even argue that Google search has been getting worse over the past several years due to their focus on monetization. Google is losing its position as the market leader. It's no longer leading the race or taking initiative. It's now simply reacting, trying to protect their market share from disruptors. In late 2024, Noam Shajir, one of the co-authors of the original AI paper, returned to co-lead the Gemini project. He's also bringing with him innovations from his startup, Character AI, along with 20% of their staff. But here's the irony. Google is reported to have paid $3 billion to license Character AI's technology. Technology they already had. Compare this catch-up to Microsoft's $1 billion investment into OpenAI 5 years earlier. In the past, Google put money into anything, but none of it turned into revenue, at least compared to how lucrative their advertising was. It's good that Google focused on what was making them money because their big bets were almost all failures, but it's a double-edged sword. They're facing entrenchment since the vast majority of their profit comes from advertising. Like Blockbuster and Kodak, they are too deep into one revenue stream. If that stream is threatened, the entire company could collapse. Google is currently sitting on $50 billion and are scared to use it. It's playing catch-up when they fumble the lead in generative AI technology, now paying out billions of dollars to reclaim the talented developers they didn't believe enough to invest into or were too afraid to until it was too late. Pichai said that AI is the future for Google. Now, the company actually has to follow through. He's claiming profound changes to search functions as soon as early 2025. When I look at what's coming ahead, we are in the earliest stages of a profound shift. I just think there's so much innovation ahead. We are committed to being at the state of the art in this field, and I think we are. Sounds great, but with time, we'll see how much Google's complacency has really cost them. Google isn't the first to make this blunder. Kodak dominated the camera industry and even invented digital photography itself, but failed to adapt. Then their entire empire began to crumble and they filed for bankruptcy. But Kodak is actually still around and doing better than you might think. Watch this video to learn more. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.